Welcome back to Maryland Morning on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cast. Baltimore's 80,000 students headed back to classes yesterday. Baltimore City Public Schools had been closed on Tuesday in the wake of the unrest Monday evening that began at Mondawmin Mall in West Baltimore. Dr. Gregory Thornton, CEO of City Schools, sent a press release to families thanking the many students who got home safely, encouraging parents to talk with their children. He also pledged that students who had engaged in looting would be prosecuted. Our producer, Jonna McCone, went to City Neighbors High School in Northeast Baltimore to get a sense of how students and schools are processing the events of the last few weeks.
City Neighbors High School is a tiny charter school of close to 400 students tucked away in a quiet neighborhood. But like most Baltimore high schools, the students come from all over. When you walk in the school, there's a large white banner in the hallway that says,
"What do you want people or the media to know about you as a Baltimore youth?"
Anaya Clark reads the banner in the school's main hallway. On the paper are comments students have written, scribbled in pen and different marker colors.
Some of the stuff that's on our poster, like when you enter the building, is stuff like, "I'm not a thug." People need to change things in a more mature manner. I want them to know that we are not as what people portray us to be. We are humans, we're not animals, we have a brain. We're very small, we're not thugs, so don't look at us that way.
Clark is a junior. She tells me she plans to go to Baltimore City Community College, and eventually she wants to be a gynecologist. She says Baltimore youth have been portrayed as students having low standards, but this sign?
When you put things up like this, people are going to read it, it's eye-catching. So, that's it.
City Neighbors students and teachers spent much of yesterday trying to work through this week's unrest.
Monday was awful.
Tamara Jolly teaches 11th grade at City Neighbors.
I was on the news at 3 o'clock. I took the live feed from the mall over to my vice principal. I showed her what was going on, and immediately we said, how do we get our kids home safe? So we started figuring out what kids take buses that switch at the mall, what kids live nearby. We were just sending them home with parents that were willing to take them, carpool after carpool. I saw parents running into the building with faces that I'll never forget. Fear.
When she got home, she turned on her TV.
And I just started weeping because I felt like I couldn't defend them anymore. I had tried to defend them for so long of how wonderful the kids I teach are. And for the first time, I saw children, some students that I had recognized from other schools that I had taught, and I said, I don't know how to defend them to the media, to my friends, to my family anymore. And I knew it wasn't my kids. I knew it was just a small group. But I knew how other people would see it, and I felt lost.
She spent the rest of the night texting kids and their families to make sure her students were okay. On Wednesday, that frustration was channeled into a day of community building at City Neighbors. The school embarked on projects like the word wall we heard about earlier. The school's principal, Mr. Dolly, is organizing visits from community leaders. And on Friday, there will be an all-school assembly. Miss Jolly's students discuss the events as they sit on a few couches in the front of her classroom.
Anaya, you came to me earlier with a really upset. Do you want to share with everyone what we were talking about?
I got upset because when Stephanie Rollins Blake got on national TV and called us thugs, I'm not a thug. When I got out of school Monday at 4 o'clock, I was home. I'm a young African-American child who is 16 and I'm still in school trying to do the right thing. I want to become something in life. So you putting that thug slang out on the edges, that make people looking at us bad. And we already, us as African-American kids, we already get labeled as, being unsuccessful. We're not going to make it in life. We live in the hood. We don't have nothing. So being called a thug was just like disrespectful to me because I'm a African-American who trying to become something in life. So I decided that I was going to start a hashtag, I'm not a thug.
The students discuss responses like Anaya's I am not a thug hashtag. A hashtag is a label used on Twitter to organize tweets. They also talk about their frustrations with the news media and public officials. Though the school gave the teachers suggestions on how to facilitate students sharing personal experiences, Jolly still came into school yesterday anxious.
What do we tell them? They're going to come in seeing that the violence and the rage and the burning got them attention.
And she says that despite being unsure of how to lead their classes, teachers still came together.
Even if the school wasn't organized, so many teachers took it upon themselves to make this a focus of the day. If even if a principal didn't say you need to, I know tons of teachers that were on the phone emailing their teams, whether it was a grade level team or their content teams, talking about how to best go about handling it.
But she also points out that navigating discussions on how police relate to youth aren't new.
For years, I've had students come to me and have stories of just standing outside a 7-Eleven. They come in with a bruise on their arm or a bruise on their back, and they're like, I'm in pain. I'll say, what's wrong? Oh, the cops threw me down. And I was asked them, what did you do? And a lot of times it was refuse to move or something similar like that.
Today, she says she felt torn between sympathy and her role as an educator to support her students emotionally and direct them in positive ways. Back in her classroom, she prompts another student, Lewis Dixon.
Do you want to comment a little bit on your thoughts that you were sharing earlier?
Personally, it saddens me to know that, you know, I'll never be able to walk the streets the way I did last week again, you know. I remember I was at 7-Eleven this morning getting my usual, you know, something to drink, donut, breakfast, something like that. And then, you know, it was a cop in there, and he gave me like the dirtiest look.
This is a trauma to them, without a doubt.
Again, Tamara Jolly.
So not only is it traumatizing that they're upset about the death of a young man in the city, and they're upset about the fear that this may not be just, you know, and what led to it. They're upset that they had to see their city burn. So they're mad at everything. They're mad that people are tearing their city down, but they're mad that their voices aren't heard. They're mad that these issues exist. They're mad that they see their community from a bird's eye view for the first time, and they don't like the way it's being portrayed.
Being at City Neighbors as school lets out and seeing young people flit around the school, chatting and laughing, is a reminder of how resilient kids are, but they also seem willing to engage in important discussions. I asked Ms. Jolly how, as a teacher, she knows when her responsibilities as an educator end.
I think this brings to light the incredibly complex job of an educator, especially an educator in a situation that we're in, as well as in an urban school district. We are not teachers. We are mentors. We are emotional supporters. We are providers. We do way more than come in and teach a lesson.
She adds that students don't realize how many things schools do that aren't just about education. They often provide 3 meals a day, normalcy, structure, and a safe place to be. Reporting from City Neighbors High School in Baltimore, I'm Jonna McCone.
You can hear more of the students' discussion at our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. And stay with WYPR at noon. Midday with Dan Roderick's looks at the impact of the violent protests have had on businesses in Baltimore and looks ahead to what we can expect this weekend. Maryland Morning is an original production
of your public radio,
WYPR,
in Baltimore. The show is produced by Matt Purdy
and Jonna McCone.
We have production help from
Estelle Klein.
Nathan Sterner directs and engineers.
I'm Tom Hall.
And I'm Sheila Cast. Thanks for listening to this special Thursday edition of Maryland Morning. We're back tomorrow. Please join us.